Passing.
Now recording. What's going on, everybody? We are coming at you another episode of the Hit Stick Podcast. We got a full house tonight. We got Rob, Busy, Jiggy, Boone, and myself. We are going to run through a little XFL user draft. We've done it before, last cycle. A good way to kind of mix things up, you know, not just talk about who's winning what division, who's drafting the cool players. We're going to go a snake draft, four teams. So Boone first. Jiggy, Rob, Busy. Busy gets back-to-back picks, and we send it back that way. We're going to draft a head coach, passing game coordinator, run game coordinator, a user D-line coach, a user DB slash middle, you know, slash linebacker, you know, coach, whatever. We'll call it off-ball user. A scout slash GM, and then a utility, which can be anyone you want for any reason you want. Maybe you'll draft Big Smitty, even if he sucks at Madden. He's funny to have around, you know, who knows. But we'll go from there. You can't draft yourself. A specific user can be drafted twice, just not at the same position and not in the same team. So someone could draft someone as a head coach, and then that same person could draft them as their run game coordinator. But we'll go from there. Any questions before we get going?
Sounds straightforward.
You know.
Yeah, we're going to
do it.
Is that last position utility guy still, or is it going to be scout GM?
We got scout GM and utility, so we'll still keep the utility.
Gotcha.
Maybe you'll take someone for, you know. And then we'll throw it up. We'll throw this out to the announcements channel afterwards. And whoever gets voted the best team will get some user X points. We'll go from there. Or maybe we'll go X points. We'll go X points. We'll get the user X points. It's early, you know. You're getting user X points for doing the podcast. All right, but with that being said, Boone was the first to jump up and volunteer to be on the podcast, so Boone's up first. Boone, you can go any position you want here. Who you taking and why?
Man, you know, I'm looking around. I'm seeing some names, and Jiggy would be like the easy answer, right? And that's just boring. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? That's just I'd have to think he's the best coach in the league, and well. I'm only going to take the best coach in the league, at least the best fit for my team. So with the number one pick, we're taking Rob, head coach.
Whoa.
Boom.
Whoa.
Wow.
Boom.
Oh.
What's up? What's up? Y'all ain't ready?
Did not see that.
My players are going to love playing for a guy like Rob. You see that guy? Stop it, bro. You got to think about
what I'm talking about.
First coach.
All right. Starting off with a bang there, Rob. How does that make you feel?
Man, I tell you what.
You're the best coach to the XFL.
It makes me feel like I got a chance at winning this thing now. I'm kidding.
All right, listen. Jiggy will go to you. You can't pick yourself, obviously. And you can't pick Rob as your head coach. But where are you going with this pick?
Yeah. Boone definitely stole my pick there. I think I'm going to go with Jack for head coach.
Ooh, yeah, except this year.
Except this year. Not good timing for this, but, you know.
No, but, yeah, for sure.
Head coach is busy.
Work. That's good. I like that. Jack gives you a little bit of everything. You know, Jack could probably get picked at any of these spots, really. So, taking with the head coach, get a little bit of him everywhere. Rob, we're going to you. You return to the favor and going with Boone?
You know – I have a special place in my heart for Boone, and he will be on my list. But if you think I'm going to let Jiggy drop past me three, come on. I mean, talk about falling in your lap. It'd be like Jalen Holmes falling to pick three.
So are you going head coach, or are you putting him at one of the spots?
I'm putting Jiggy at head coach because he can direct it all.
All right, Jiggy, head coach. Another one probably could sprinkle him in at a few of those spots there. All right, let's see, Biz. You got back-to-back picks here. Pretty much everybody is on the table.
Yeah, hey, we've got everybody available to us except for Busy, which is the one coach I would not pick the slot anywhere on here. I'm going to take Tosh, and I'm not putting him at head coach. I'm going to put him at utility.
Ooh,
give me Tosh. I'm filling the utility slot because I'm taking Tosh and the twins. I'm adding the twins. We're making some content immediately. Give me Tosh, the twin spot.
I like that. I like that. He's a forward thinking man right there. I like that.
All right, we go Tasha Utility, and now you got one more pick here before we send it back to Ralph.
Now for the head coach, give me VBD. I will take VBD as the overall head coach. Good all across the board. He's gonna paper cut you to death with some slants and some drags. Quick late throwing third window slant. Gotta love VBD, and he can run the ball. Great defense. I'm comfortable with my choice.
Yeah, he's great in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Oh, that'll make VBD happy because he gets very offended when he doesn't get picked on these kind of things. So you saved us all a couple of messages in chat by giving him some airtime there. But you're right, though. You know, he can play the user D line. He can run. He can pass. He can do a little bit of everything. So Tasha Utility, VBD, a head coach.
Can't use Lamar, though.
Cannot use Lamar. That is true. Rob, we're back to you. You cannot pick Jiggy because you already have him on your team, but you can go anyone else just for a different spot.
Well, I mean, before he gets taken for the second time and locked away, I mean, obviously I'm going to pick up Jack. I would like to put Jack at my utility because I think he would work great with Jiggy. He could be instrumental in the draft. He can teach my DBs how to grow to 6'2", 6'3", and just be beasts. So Jiggy and Jack is a pretty good start, I think.
That is a pretty good start. And you get, you know, a broad piece of both of them, you know, to kind of fill out the roster. So Jiggy, we're going to you. You can't go Jack. Well, Jackson taking twice anyways. Where are you going? What position? Who are you taking?
So we're going to steal Tosh, and we're going to have him at passing game coordinator.
Ooh. Tosh, passing game coordinator.
That's so unfortunate.
That locks out Tosh. He's been taken twice.
Do you understand the content I was going to have with Twins and Rob?
And Rob. So we got Jack and Tosh for Jiggy there. Tosh has put up some good passing seasons, and he's good at mixing it up too, and gets you some pass plays you're not always expecting. So, very balanced user. All right, Boone, you got back to back picks here. You can't go Rob, you can't go Tosh, you can't go Jack.
Well, listen, I'm gonna have the funnest building in the XCFL because I'm taking Nick at my passing game coordinator. Come on, now. We're slinging the rock all over the field.
Nick, he's a good guy. All right, we got Nick, your passing game coordinator, and now you got another pick here.
I get to bounce back. Okay, bounce back. So you left Jiggy on the board. Right? I'm not stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what y'all are doing, leaving him there. Well, I guess there's only one person who could have picked him up. So
that's true.
We're gonna take Jiggy. You know, and
the interesting part. Yeah.
I don't want the run game. I'm thinking utility because I could use him anywhere.
Jiggy was not taking his utility.
Huh?
He was not taking a utility, so you can take him there.
Jiggy utility. I can use him everywhere. He's like special coordinator for all places. Rob can't lose right now. I'll put a squad around him.
Hey, there you go, man. Sounds good.
So Jiggy, that's tough. Because I think you could argue that you take Jiggy user D-line with the number one pick, to be honest. And that, you know, made it through, what, two rounds, and he did not go user D-line.
At utility, he could be anywhere, though.
He could. That's true. That's true. And head coach, yeah.
Yeah. He's like an assistant head coach.
All right, Jiggy, we're speaking of Jiggy. We're back to Jiggy. He's got Jack, head coach, Tosh, passing game coordinator. Obviously, both of those are off the board, and Jiggy is off the board.
So I think we're going to go with Brackett here for user D-line because he broke, you know, he broke the sack record last year. Yep. Give him some flowers.
That's a good pick. Brackett has been playing good with that Barkley. Brackett. All right, Rob, we're on to you, sir.
Well, I think if we're going to talk about the standard when it comes to the user D-line, I will gladly take Brapp. He kind of set the bar at this position with some of the D tackles, so I'll take him.
Yep.
That's who I was going to go, but he's kind of struggled a bit this cycle. He might have his guy now from the draft, but
Yeah, I was going to say that too. If you look at the past, perhaps a good pick. This cycle, I think we've seen a couple of people maybe surpass him a little bit. We'll see. I guess we'll see. Busy, you got back-to-back picks here, sir. You got VBD and Tosh. You just got to fill out everything in the middle here.
Let me go ahead. Looking at this, I'm going to go ahead and take Pride for my run game coordinator. I think this just makes the most sense across the board. So we'll make the easy layup there.
Yes, I don't think anyone will criticize that pick.
I'm going to – this is not a homer pick, okay? But I do have to take Nick Lars for the scouting department because I don't think anybody scouts better than Nick at this game. And I think I can get an amen from Boone on this one. So
he's good. Did you see my first draft? Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Wait, he's hold up. When we talking scouting, are we talking scouting drafting or are we talking scouting gameplay?
What's
damn. We didn't even think about that.
I think you can go. Yeah, I think you can go both of this.
Nick does well in the draft, but this is specific toward gameplay.
You can go both with that.
All right, I'll keep my pick. We got Nick as the scouting guru.
Yeah, I'll take it. All right, we got VBD Pride, Nick and Tosh on business team, and Rob, we're headed your way. Jiggy Brap and Jack so far. Where are you going?
Well, if you think back to last cycle, when it come to user DBs, I'm going to give Grizz some love here because, man, his season last cycle with Hamilton, the things he did, that was something. Now I'm going to take Smooth.
Grizz is a good pick. This cycle he has switched strictly to D-tackle almost. He did his time having fun, and he's like, if no one else is going to do it, then I'm just going to go what everyone else does with the easy way out and just use the D-tackle. So, but yeah, Grizz is nasty with those sub-linebackers for sure. All right, Jake, we're back to you. Jack, Tosh, Brackett. Yeah,
and you're up. We're going to go J-Mo here.
Ooh.
And utility. He's going to be in charge of the equipment for our players.
Oh, God.
That's insane.
This man just lost the draft.
That's insane.
I wasn't expecting that. But J-Lo's good for, a little humor, some close high-scoring games that he probably loses.
Definitely we'll probably have him, mascot during the game. He'll be the mascot. And then outside of the equipment.
Oh boy. I think that's what Boone is gonna take actually. So we'll go Boone, you're up.
Not a freaking shot.
Yeah, back to back picks. If you guys need me at any point to send this list over to you so you can see who's taking them, and I can just send it over. But Boone, you got back to backers here.
All right. Run game is where we're gonna attack next. Again, I don't wanna be a little too redundant with something. I'm taking Quacks because Quacks has thrown the ball more than he's ran the ball, so I know he's not going to be too preoccupied with the run. We're not really going to do much of that here. Perfect. Perfect.
That's an interesting take on run game for you.
He gave me touchdowns on very few carries. That's perfect. That's what I need right there.
Be a little effective, but don't actually run the ball too much. All right, we got Quacks at run game coordinator. Now you got use your D-line, use your DB, and scout left.
Well, see, again, you got to remember, if I take Pride, Pride's going to be mad we're not running the ball, or he's going to, try and try his game plan. Don't do that. We're not doing that here. Stop it. All right. So that leaves me with what's the rest of the positions? I think I got D-line.
You got both defense and scout, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to, again, off-the-wall thinking here, right? I'm going to go Guac user D-line because who's closer to Brackett than Guac in the same household? I might even be able to get a 2-for-1 deal there with a controller swap. Come on, man. I'm upgrading this thing, man.
He takes Guac and hoping it's Brackett. He drafts. Oh, that my.
Two people. He's right there. Brackett can pick up the controller and help out a little bit. Maybe Guac uses the bathroom. So,
We're back to Jiggy. Run game coordinator, user DB, and scout left. Where are we going?
I'm going to go scout. I really want to go Boone here, really do, but I'm afraid he's going to fall asleep during the draft. So I think I'm going to go Jared. I think Jared makes some solid picks, and I really want him somewhere in my group here.
Yeah, Jared has – he traded away a bunch of his guys and just kind of reloaded with some rookies. And he's having some success after a rough season last year for the Bucks. All right, so Jared off the board there first time. Rob, you got passing game, running game, and scout left.
Well, I think this guy has been overlooked a little bit, and I had to go online here and double check because I thought maybe I was missing something. But as far as run game goes, Chaos is he's really good at running the ball, and I'm sitting here looking at he's got another good year going. He had that Kenneth Walker 2,300 yards last year and 17 the year before that, and he's on pace for another 2,000. So I'm going to take Chaos.
It's a good pick. It's a tough Madden to pick a run game coordinator because I feel like everybody's got at least over 1,500 yards. Like, it's a tough one. But yeah, to go over 2,300 or whatever we did was impressive. And I think Kenneth Walker only played like 14 games last season, which is even more impressive. But all right, Busy, we got back to back picks for you. Passing game coordinator, D-line, DB, and that's it. So you can take two of your last three here.
Okay. All right. So this is getting down to the tough part. I'm going to take passing game coordinator. Jared's only been picked once, right?
Correct.
Let me get Jared from a passing game coordinator.
That's a good pick. I'm surprised he stuck around so long at passing game coordinator.
Me too. I thought for sure I missed that opportunity to snatch him up there. But there are a few good options. All right. Now this last one. I think we're gonna go DB. Now who should we pick for DB? I wish I could phone a friend. I'm going to go towards Brackett. Brackett's really been switching up his defense this cycle, causing a lot of issues for me in the passing game. And that could be my predictability when I pass, because he's like right there to the route I'm trying to hit. So, but I'm going to trust that he does this to everybody, and I'm going to go with Brackett for DB.
Yeah, I've seen two used alerts the last two games for him. I saw him, well, maybe the last two I watched. I saw him get Grizz and get Guac both. So that's, yeah, I think he is mixing up who he's controlling. And although he's really nice on the D-line, he's definitely mixing it up when he knows what's coming. So that leaves you with just user D-line left. And then, Rob, we're back to you. You have passing game coordinator and scout left.
Well, I think it's time. I mean, as far as the passing game coordinator – I mean, there's one man who won a Super Bowl with a heck of a guy. So I'm taking Coach Boone. I mean, that guy is not afraid to sling it and sling it and sling it. No fear.
I like it. Right. I like it. It's a great pick.
His bromance is so cute.
Championship pick.
Championship pick. All right, Jiggy.
I promise you what, we won't run the ball one bit.
We'll let Jiggy get us back on track here with a run game coordinator or a user DB, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm going to go user DB, Busy. I don't really know.
Ooh.
I don't really know who all, you know, user DB is great. But just in my experience, he picked me off in our playoff game. I thought he was cheating. He wasn't. So hey. I think he's a good user DB.
You pause so fast.
Very few people do strictly user DB though. You know, like in Busy, I feel like at least, you know, 90% of the time is back there at safety. So you know, I can appreciate that. That's a good pick.
Yeah, it's a lot. I do not like the D line. It's boring.
I feel like when it's a run play, you almost got to get on the D line. Or else you're just getting pancaked. Busy at DB is a good pick. I figured he would go. All right, Boone, you get to finish us out here. User DB and scout. So you get both of them here.
Okay. User DB, I don't know how.
Boone's like, who picked me off the most?
Nah, I did do some research here. Yes, I did do some research, but. I will say I'm going to confirm this in literally 2 seconds. And here we go. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take Air V. Don't know how much user DB he does, but he's consistently at the top of the league in interceptions. And I have to imagine some of those have got to be him. Plus, on top of that, when you play with him, you get that lag from the international play. So, look, I think we got a lot going in our favor with the international lag. So, we're going to go.
Dude, I was just thinking about that for utility. That'd been funny.
The user. The Euro lag.
Yeah. You gotta come at this a different way, man. Y'all be.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got your scout here. So who
Jack is off the board, correct?
Jack has been picked twice.
Oh, that's highly unfortunate.
Yeah, he's a nice.
Okay. Well, you know what? Sticking with the theme of having fun. We're gonna take J-Mo because I know we're just gonna get drunk in our gameplay.
I think that's a good pick, though. Especially like drafting wise, though. If you look at it that way, J-Mo always has a nice couple of classes and mm-hmm. builds his guys
and
up.
So that's drunk the whole time.
That's true. No one scouts the draft class probably like J-Mo does the day of the draft. So, all right, then you got run game coordinator left. Roshan's looking pretty good, except J-Mo at utility, but.
I disagree. I think that was a good pick. So two users are kind of going through my head for this one. I think I'm going to go with Ebanks because he likes using a pistol every now and then. So yeah, I'm going to go with Ebanks.
Ebanks is a good pick. Another guy who cracked the 2,000 yard mark last season, I believe. Just has to stop breaking 70-30 with the same guy, and it'll be good. All right, so that rounds out your team. Rob, you have the scout left. I'm interested to see where Rob goes with this route because Rob is a scout himself. So,
yeah, and I was thinking on this one, I kind of know who I want to go with, but I really hyped this guy up, and
know where you're going.
I look at draft after draft after draft when they get over with, and I sit there and look, and I'm like, man, this guy I don't know how he figures some of this stuff out, but I'm gonna go Elo. I mean, that guy, he draft after draft, he just hits them.
You got the 99 kick power kicker.
I respect
there you go.
I respect it.
That's nice, and you know. Whoever he drafted was going to start because that Rams roster at the start was not good. So, that's there you go. Rob has been consistent with the Ilio drafting. So there you go.
Yeah, he must be trying to trade for somebody.
Yeah,
still a first rounder or something. I see you.
Elo's on the block. Just saying.
All right, Busy. You finish this off here. You got user D line left. Interesting one because I think almost everybody can do it, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to say a name, and when I say it, you're going to be like, oh, no, why would you pick that? And then I'm going to back it up with some numbers. All right. I'm going Ebanks for mm-hmm. D-line.
Ooh.
Yep. Now, let me back it up. Mm-hmm. Of the top 10 players in sacks, he has 3 players top 10 in sacks right now currently. That's unbelievable, the production. The closest is Brad. He has 2 in the top 10, but to get 3 in the top 10, and he has 2 in the top 3. So give me Ebanks. Let him wreck shop. Thank you.
Deal with Brad.
That's a good pick. I watched him play Broncos last night, and right at the end, I just saw, I think Denver had 4th-and-32 or something, and I was like, oh, man, that's – there was 3 straight user sacks, so – the only one I would consider over him is Tide Pod. Tide Pod strictly is on D-tackle. He is glued. He might even be player locked on D-tackle.
100%.
That's my boy. Why did I not pick
it him? It is, dude. It is. And all he does, so from now on, games against him, dude, he's getting the most boring gameplay in the world because you don't even get that fun on offense. You drop back and it's just a user shed. He's good at it. So, no knock on him.
Which is fine, but he only has 2 in the top 20. Give me the guy that has 3 in the top 10.
I'm with you. I'm gonna back you up even more. Right now, Ebanks leads the league as a team in sacks, and he led the league last season in sacks as well as a team.
All I'll say is Tyrod had four dudes qualify for the dev upgrades or the end of season sack thing. Four dudes.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yep. Ebanks about to get it this year. And Ebanks has, he has to play Jiggy twice. He has to play Rugger twice, who run the ball all game.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's still getting sacks. Like when you take this into consideration, he's showing out on his D-line. I did not know. Listen, I apologize. I wasn't familiar with your game. I'm now familiar with your game.
Mama.
Shame that he's that man. It's a shame that he's 1-5 with that elite user D-line.
yeah, because he probably can't score. I didn't expect
Ebanks Tide Pod debate on here tonight.
Ebanks Tide Pod. No one had that on their bingo card. Well, who else? Anyone think anyone else got missed or someone you would have taken somewhere else?
Rob, did BBD only go once?
Yeah, BBD went once.
Oh, he's going to be pissed.
He went early, though. He's a first-round pick.
Second round pick. I took Tosh in the utility with the Twins.
Because BBD's a good user D-line.
Yeah.
Rob maybe at scout. I mean, he went twice still, but – or did Rob only go once?
I only went with the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob Scout's a definite miss.
The ARV user DB pick might be the worst pick, I think.
You gotta factor in the lag.
I don't think he uses the DB, though.
I don't think he does either.
No, because you can't see him through the lag.
Listen, here's the problem. Here's the problem, Boom. You answered the question as to why he gets interceptions with your response. But it has nothing to do with him. That's the lag, yes.
The lag comes with him.
But he's not using it. He's on the D-line, applying pressure.
It's like a whole other thing.
Now, I almost took Air V for passing game coordinator. I was this close, and I was like, wait, Jared hasn't been picked twice. So then I pivoted to Jared. But if Jared wasn't there, Air V was my guy, but not for user DB.
Boone picked a user DB coach that doesn't use DB and a user run game coach that passes the ball. So,
and look, we don't have a blast. First off, over here at this team, we're gonna be drunk all the time. We're gonna be lit. Content out the man. We good, bro. We're not running the ball.
Boone just trying to get votes. That's all he's trying to do.
I could have picked your freaking son as my run game coordinator. We're not running the ball.
Hey, my son's good at the rushing attack one now. He's on.
He can't come here. We don't need to run the ball.
No, we won't allow it. Only quarterback runs. Only acceptable runs. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of anyone else who might have got left off here.
I think Leo, run game coordinator, you know. I don't want somebody that's going to waste runs on halfback draws. I want somebody that's going to stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch.
Don't forget the QB. He always runs the same QB.
No, we're leaving the QB, QB stuff out.
You want that man to be your run game coordinator when on 4th-and-4, he ran freaking QB out of Heavy Panther?
He loves Heavy Panther, and he always runs it back.
My head coach, Jack, is not allowing quarterback runs to him.
Jack takes it out of the playbook.
He's shutting it down. He sees the personnel on the field.
Jack is going to send him to go grab some Gatorade. That's a locker room with time to call play.
Jack's got one QB run in the book, and it's the jet motion goal line play that always works. That's all you get from Jack.
I'm surprised Van didn't get picked anywhere.
Man's gonna be pissed.
Ooh, no, you're right.
Man's gonna be pissed.
And I was looking around trying to see where I was missing. You might be right. Bang.
Rob, your sportsmanship score is getting tanked again for this.
Great.
Definitely Rob's fault. Here we go.
Rob told us all before. Hey, no one picked Van. It'll be funny.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick though, what about our boy Sparty here, man?
Man, I was looking at Sparty. I just didn't have a place for him at the end.
Yeah, Sparty. What, he's 5-0?
Yeah. I just didn't have a spot for him. I'm sorry. I just didn't.
No, I'm trying. Tosh went twice. Scare went twice. Yeah, no one took Smitty.
I think I played Sparty once. I think he really did most of his damage in the passing game. And so, again, with Jared there, he wasn't taking anybody over Jared. I think Airy would have been next anyway. So
Brackett went twice, right? Brackett could go for as a passing game coordinator too. way he's been throwing it lately this season.
Yeah.
Drew didn't get picked.
Drew's a nice user D-line. He's got to work his way back. It's a penalty for leaving the league, you know?
Yeah. Is that that new guy?
That rookie.
Yeah, we like to talk over here. I can't have nobody like that on my team.
Dude, that was the first time Boone or Drew was in the league, and he went, you talked smack all week, and he didn't say anything until he was up by 20 or something. Then he starts talking all smack, and it's like, hold on, bro.
Lead in the next game.
I don't hear you talking now, Boone. You can't really talk when the result is decided. Like, oh boy. All right, well, that's it. I'm going to get this posted.
Loved it. Fun time.
Way too many Wednesday games. I don't know what's going on this week. We killed our quick advance with this advance now.
So. You know what's crazy? I'm finally off work for 2 days, and lo and behold, you guys take 48 hours for my advance, and then I'm on bye week the next week.
Boone, we have had this conversation before. You can't take 2 days off in a row. We've had this discussion. Get to work so we can advance.
There we go. I think I got Sparty next. Uh-oh.
That's a fun
big win by me this week. That was a shocker.
Man, I need to text Jack and get, you know, he's got to send the in-laws away for a bit and get on the Xbox and win this one. This is something we can't allow.
I mean, I kicked his ass. I need
my dude to shoot Jack a message. I got Jack, what's your gamer tag so I can get on there? Even though Rob beat me last time he played. I don't know if I want to get in there.
Nick is trying to exact revenge with somebody else's gamer tag.
Yeah, all Jack's players all negative 50 morale. That'd be a fun game to play. All right, boys, thank you for hopping on. Thank everyone for listening. If you made it this far, you know, kind of a quick under an hour, we'll take it. But we'll get this posted, see who wins, and everyone will get something for participating. So thank you guys for listening, and we are out of here.
Holla.